Let's talk a little about how much utility engineering issues can impact that road construction. Can you give us some examples of how things look when they're done right, and also how they look when they're not done right?
Sure. Let me begin with the ideal scenario, right? So okay. The ideal scenario is one in which I mentioned earlier that every project has phases: planning, preliminary design, construction. An ideal situation is when existing utilities are identified early, as early as possible, say preliminary design. An ideal situation is when once you have identified the utilities, both underground and above ground, you identify which of those are in what is called conflict or interfere with the project. An ideal situation is when you identify a strategy to resolve that conflict, whatever that is. It could be relocate the utility or it could be protect in place. An ideal situation is when you go to the construction phase, not necessarily the project, but the relocation of the utility, and then the construction proceeds smoothly. There are no delays. An ideal situation is when you go to the construction phase for the highway project and there are no conflicts, mainly scheduling conflicts. An ideal situation is when you don't find unexpected utilities that no one knew about. And then finally, an ideal situation is when you close out the project successfully. Some of those utility locations are reimbursable and they are reimbursed and the payments are issued and there are no delays. But you can see from this simple exercise where there are many opportunities for things to go wrong.
Right.